it's Steve and Dave again. We are two guys in a river. I'm Steve Mathewson.
And I'm Dave Getz.
No doubt we all want to catch more fish. I want to, and Dave needs to.
Ooh, that hurts.
But we're all about fly fishing and our love for the outdoors, so let's get after it. If you want a good laugh and a few moments of fright, then you ought to join Dave and me on a fly fishing trip. We won't guarantee that you'll catch fish, but we can guarantee that crazy things will happen.
You know, we've had people through the years go, you know, you guys should lead a fly fishing trip. I'm like, really? Because you wouldn't catch any fish if you were with us, right? I don't think you really want us to
You would laugh.
You yes, would laugh. You yeah, would no. Laugh. Yeah, so crazy things do happen. I swear, and maybe it's because we're observing it in the moment and it's more funny. These were at least funny to us, some of these things that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Right? We're talking about a recent trip, late September trip to the Bozeman area, Yellowstone National Park. Our topic, and I don't know, what's the value of this, Dave?
I don't think there's a lot of value here, so if you're looking for practical fly fishing tips, this episode, you may want to just jump to the next episode. So this is all about stories. There may be some lessons here, but they're going to be secondary or tertiary, certainly not the primary. The point of this is hopefully to make you laugh. At least it was fun to create this episode because it just helped us recall some of the really, really funny moments from this trip.
That's so true. Well, it all started when we got out of our vehicle to fish the Madison River west of Bozeman, and we had a funny but actually not very funny moment. What happened is I came within a step of a rattlesnake. So we know that this area, in fact, right when the trail, you have to cross this little inlet or walk along the Madison River, and the first 100 yards or so is right below some cliffs where we know there are rattlesnakes. Yeah. And we saw somebody kill one a few years ago. So, I was aware there could be rattlesnakes.
Well, you mentioned it before we got out of the truck. I remember, hey, there could be rattlesnakes.
Yeah, and so, in fact, I said, instead of, let's just walk in the water for 50 yards. So I cut up to the trail, and I knew, okay, we're entering a snaky area, but like I'm ready to go 100 miles an hour, and I start trucking along, and I see this rattlesnake, and before I could stop, I was within a step of it, and I immediately backed up very quickly, and in the process, tripped over a rock and fell backwards.
And he screamed like a little boy.
I know it. Thank you, Dave. I was going to leave that part out. Yeah, I did.
Oh, gosh.
And what were you thinking?
I was like, what? So I did think snake, but I was started to giggle when I heard you scream. So it was one part concern.
Yes.
But then the other part was like the scream. It was something I've never heard come out of your mouth.
It was a deep guttural scream, right?
Oh, man. It was this high-pitched.
I know.
Was so fun.
It just startled me, which is weird because, like, okay, expect to see a snake here, but you don't. You do, but you don't. And so all I remembered when I'm on the ground is thinking, okay, I'm out of striking distance. So, and I had my wading staff. So if for some reason
you're going to go do battle with
that's right. I'm ready to go.
And you had your waders on, didn't
you?
Yeah. Did we have our waders on?
Oh, we had our waders on. So I hurried and got up. And by that time, I mean, it had coiled. It didn't rattle.
No.
And I didn't see any, the rattles were not exposed at that point, but I could see the head. I mean, that, you know, that V-shaped head, you know, it's a venomous snake. And so then we just stood there out of striking distance and took pictures of it.
Yeah.
And
so later when I looked at the pictures that I had taken, you could see the rattle. It was underneath one of the coils.
Yeah.
You could see it between the coils.
Yep.
It was a prairie rattler.
So, yeah. They're all prairie rattlers in Montana. Yep. And when it finally that's enough. Let's walk back down. We're not going to walk on the trail. It's right on the trail. So we're heading back, getting ready to go back to the river, and then it headed uphill. And I think I counted like six rattles on the back of it.
Yeah. The temp was about 60 degrees, maybe 58, 60 degrees. So it wasn't hot. So generally, they're moving pretty fast when it's warm, 80, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And so my guess is that it was pretty sluggish, you know, at 60 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's not, that's not really snake weather.
Yep. Well, and I'm kind of surprised, though, that with all my hissy fit falling over backwards, thunder and crash, that it didn't make the thing mad. But it was probably like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, gosh, that was so great. It was a great moment.
And I know it could have been, you know, there's no joke. You don't want to get, you know, bit by a snake. But, so we went in, and it was too windy to fish, and it was cold. So we said that was the only strike that we got that night was a near strike.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you were ahead of me, because I honestly don't think I would have saw it, and I probably would have gotten I mean, I would have walked right by it, and thus...
And then I would have been ready to strike me.
Right. It probably would have. That's probably right. So it ended up being... I'm so glad you saw it. You were really aware. I just don't think I'm that environmentally aware when I'm walking like that. Even though we had just said, you know, this is snake country. You know how it is, you kind of put it in the back of your head and go, you think about something else. So I'm glad you went up first. But man, that scream... I tried not to be judgmental, but I thought hilarious.
I did that for you, Dave. I wanted to make sure you could... You know, that was my way of warning you. So
thanks for the protection, honey.
So that was our big thing that day. Although that night we had a small ordeal trying to purchase bear spray, didn't we? I mean, ours had expired, and so we ate dinner at Columbo's Pizza. I always got to put in a plug for Columbo's.
You should go to Columbo's.
Yeah,
if you're in
and Boston. Then we said, okay, let's go somewhere. We started looking at our phones. It's like, oh man, Sportsman's Warehouse is closing. We can get there in time. And we got there 10 minutes before closing, but...
So we start walking in, and as we are walking in, an employee or two is walking out. And I'm thinking, what? And so I said, hey, you're not closed yet. Yeah, he said, we're closed. And I'm walking this girl to her car. And I said, it's not... I was pretty forceful.
Dave was very forceful.
I said, are not closed. It's 9 o'clock is when you close. It's 8:50. And he argued with me. I said, I'm sorry. You're not closed. It's not closing time yet. And it was clear that, you know, in business, the owners would never do that, right? The owners would not leave at 8:50. It's employees that do that because, you know, they're looking at, you know, they want to go home and watch TV or whatever. So it just struck me so I was so forceful. I said, listen, we'll be in and out in 2 minutes. And he goes, well, are you sure you're not going to shop? I said, no, we'll go in, get the bear spray, because we had to do it because we were going to get up early and head to Yellowstone National Park.
Right. Ours had expired. By the way, we always keep our bear spray with my son-in-law's parents. We stay with them usually a night or two. And because you can't take it on the plane. So when we got there, we looked at it. It's like, oh, this is expired. So no problem. We'll get some tonight. But
yeah. So it was funny because Steve was giggling because I was not walking out
you
of that parking
gonna
lot
take
without
no for an answer.
Exactly.
And to their credit, they were very nice.
They
the
were
guy
generous.
Was very nice.
Yeah,
and,
he was.
You know, it was a first class operation, but that was that was kind of funny. But that continued a string of Dave being in fine form. So the next evening after we fished in Yellowstone, we had dinner with friends in Livingston, Montana. Well, they came over from the Bozeman area, met us, and we won't mention the restaurant so as not to implicate our server. But, you tell them what happened, Dave.
So I was in a mood. It had started the night before with the bear spray.
And yes,
so
that's
right. I was kind of in a mood. And so we were at this really nice restaurant, and it wasn't like suit and tie restaurant, but it was a nice restaurant. The food was expensive. So we're sitting there, and we had had some hors d'oeuvres, and they served bread, and then there was some... And they left the plates on the table. So, and it was a really small table, so we couldn't put our elbows up. We couldn't, not that you should, I guess, on a table, but it was like so tight, and it dragged on and on, meaning they had delayed our food a little bit, and we were just sitting there with all these plates and trying to have this conversation. So I finally said, you know, I said, I've done this before. Let's just put our plates on the floor beside us.
Well, but it wasn't that calmly. It wasn't a rational matter of fact. I mean, you grabbed those plates.
I did. I said, you know what? These are going on the floor. They'll come and get
them. Yeah, that was the tone. Yep, these are going on the floor.
And Steve's friends, and these are like the best people ever. But they
are great.
But they have a sense of decorum, and they are quite conservative, and they were horrified. You could see it.
I was horrified. What do you mean they were? I was horrified.
You could just see them. They were so uncomfortable. That's a way to do it. Anyway, the whole moment I thought was really funny. They did not think it was funny. I don't think you thought it was that funny until later when we actually chatted about it, but it was hilarious.
That was great. That was great. But that was not the funniest thing that happened that night, all right? So we get back to our hotel, and not that this is even relevant, but it's a nice hotel, but it's a kind of the cheapest one we could find.
Yeah.
But very nice.
We're into low-cost hotels on these trips.
So we were in our hotel room talking, and I'm sitting on the bed, and Dave is standing by the dresser in view of the door. Well, all the while, the door was open, which Dave didn't realize, and Dave was in his underwear. I mean, in his boxers, and that's it.
Yeah, and it was not that much to look at, let's just say.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, Pete, we're talking, and I didn't realize this until later. People are walking by.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and then I realized the door was open.
But you still didn't realize, I'm just wearing my underwear.
I'm just in my underwear. So I step outside, and then once I step outside the hotel door in the hallway, and there were people in the hallway, I realized I'm standing in my underwear.
Yes.
Is that an old age thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, it was, the realization was so funny. And, you know, let's just say that there was no crowd forming at the door for the show.
Yeah.
There was just nothing to see.
Man, I was shielding my eyes all the time I was talking to you.
Oh, gosh, it was so fun. It was fun. And I just wondered, because I wasn't even noticing. I saw the people walk by. They looked in the room, but it didn't cross my mind and figure out what I was standing in my undies. So, anyway.
Now we know why we heard those roars of laughter down the hallway, huh? Oh, man.
Oh, that was fun. That was so fun.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, good memory. But
yeah, that was a fun memory.
Yeah, what else is funny that happened on the trip?
So the next night, one of the things we try to do is, through the years, we've built friendships with some guides, and actually, you've known all these people for so many years, Steve. You knew this guide who had a fly shop there. He sold it recently.
Oh, yeah. I bought the first fly rod he ever sold at his shop.
Yeah, right. So he sold the shop finally, but recently. And he and his son were around, so he said, hey, can we grab dinner? We'll grab dinner in Bozeman. So we had dinner that night, and so his son is there, and his son, who is what, 23?
Yeah, 23. Something like that, yep.
Your classic young kid who's still trying to find his way. He works in the fly shop, loves to fly fish, and, you know, he's like his dad. And so we're sitting around talking. I said, hey, what is his name? Do you remember his name? Gosh, that's horrible. Toby is his dad's name. But anyway, we're chatting, and I said, hey, so what are the funniest things that people say when they're in the fly shop? Like, really stupid things. Like, you're thinking,
oh, yes.
What are you thinking about, right?
Yes.
So one was, can I buy worms here?
I mean, that's like asking to buy a Packers jersey in Chicago or to buy University of Montana gear when you're in Bozeman, where Montana State is.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
Can I buy worms here? That is so awesome.
Yeah. And then we're right near the Gallatin River. Gallatin with a G. It was named after was it Albert Gallatin? You know, the Gallatin, the Jefferson, the Madison. I mean, Lewis and Clark named these things. They were all after cabinet members, you know, in that administration. So it's the Gallatin River, and you have to know that. And it's a trout stream.
It's a blue ribbon trout stream.
So this guy said, yeah, there are people who have come in saying, are there walleye in the Gallatin?
Are there walleye in the Gallatin? Oh, that's so awesome.
Yes.
So they got the species wrong, and they've got the, they can't
yeah, the
spell
name wrong.
Name.
And,
I suppose we shouldn't be laughing, but it is kind of funny.
You can make that mistake, but knowing that this is a fly fishing shop where trout fishing reigns.
Yeah. You're in Bozeman, Montana, right?
Yeah.
You know, walleye in Gallatin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there were a couple others. One was, you know, can I return these flies because they didn't work?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Money back guarantee. I'll tell you what, if we could do that, Dave, we'd make a mint returning flies because they don't work.
I would love to return. I think I'd have $5,000, $10,000 worth of flies.
Yeah,
return,
no kidding.
Right? So the final one, which is, it's funny if you own a shop, and that is, hey, can I help you today? And the guy says, or the woman says, yeah, all I need is a fishing license.
That just drives them nuts, doesn't it?
And for starters, you can buy it online.
Yeah, you can get it online.
And you spend all this time with a customer who wants, you know, do they even get any reimbursement from the state? They might get $1.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. So it's funny if it's funny, haha, not funny if you're a fly shop owner. It's a pain in the butt, and they walk out with no merchandise.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh man.
Anyway, can I buy worms here? Are there walleye in the Gallatin? And can I return these flies because they didn't work? And all I need is a fishing license.
We were going to go in the shop the next day, and we just didn't have time. But I was going to go in, and you know, if this guy was working there, I was going to ask one of his, partners, say, yeah, are there walleye in the Gallatin, and see what they would say.
Just to watch his face.
Yes, that's right. Well, let's see. I think you provided one other funny moment, didn't you, Dave?
This was kind of all about me this trip, wasn't it?
That's right.
So I think this was funny. It may not be funny to some of you, but it was funny to me. So last fish day that we fished the East Gallatin River with a friend who got us access, and it was just a gorgeous day. As we said in our earlier podcast, I think our previous podcast, it was just a great day for fishing. Steve, you caught some big fish. I don't think I caught that many big fish like you did. But we all fished alone. So there's three of us. And the way the East Gallatin snakes, it's just this big series of big turns, right?
It's like turns. It probably looks from above.
Like
if
a ribbon.
If you had a drone, yeah, like ribbon candy, you know, that stuff you get at Christmas time.
So we all split up. We just went out on our own. And so it was late in the day, and I had a good day, and I was fishing this run, and I was right near the bank, but the river was up to my thigh, you know, probably mid-thigh, and I was trying to cast, and I just got greedy, right? I was trying to cast while trying to move at the same time, and I stumbled, and I fell in the East Gallatin, and it was so cold.
Oh man!
The water came, you know. So I went. I went down like my face was wet. I went face first. It was a stumble.
And I didn't get to see this.
Yes.
By the way, ordinarily we don't. I mean, we take things like this seriously. But you knew that this wasn't
right. This was not life threatening.
Yes, so that's why we're laughing about it. Because man, we're very conscientious about. The river has ways of killing you, taking your life.
It'll
and you
got to
be
life.
Careful. But so, once we knew it wasn't.
Yeah. So I went face down, and I come back up, and there's water down my, you know, even though I was wearing a belt, it still went all the way down to my boots. And that cold shock, I stood there. I couldn't breathe. It was so stinking cold. And fortunately, it was near the bank. It was sandy bottom. It was not like it was rocky, and it wasn't like it was
wasn't fast current.
So when the water came up and I came up, I literally I think I stood there for 10 minutes, like just trying to get my bearing because the water was so stinking cold. And so I kind of collected my senses and I paused for about 10 minutes. And then I started to fish again. I thought, you know, I'm not going to let this stop me. But the day was about a 55 degree day, 56, 57 degree day, thin cirrus clouds. And there was this wind. And suddenly I got chilled. Wow. And I just said, nope, I'm done. And that was when I saw you. I walked back up to the truck.
Yeah.
I said, screw it, I'm done. And
I thought, what?
Yeah, you didn't really know what went on. So I was so soaking wet. So I stripped it down to nothing. And fortunately, I had brought some other clothes along, and I just donned the clothes, and I said, I'm done for the day.
Yes.
But it was funny because it was so unnecessary.
Oh, man.
And it was such a stupid beginner fall. Fortunately, it didn't end up with something more serious.
No kidding.
It was a funny moment. In my mind, it was funny.
Yeah. So I guess the million-dollar question, we've shared all these funny things. Dave, is there any lesson in all of this?
No, there's no lessons. There's nothing to learn here. So you got to go to a different podcast episode for this.
That's right.
So I do think that back to our, in our previous episode, we talked about seeing. I do think that there's some really funny things that happen on trips. And they just are great for great memories. And of course, as you tell the story, it becomes funnier. Although it was some of these things were really funny in the moment too. But it's what makes up memories. It's why I fish. It's one reason why I fish.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think so. Crazy things that happen they provide good memories and maybe good medicine. What's the old saying that laughter is the best medicine?
The good medicine is laughter, right? So get out there.
That's right. And you don't have to try to do funny things. They're just going to happen, right?
Just get out there and fly fish. Fish with a friend. You might catch fish. If nothing else, you probably have some crazy things that happen that make you laugh.
That's right. And if there is a lesson in this, if this helps you catch more fish, let us know. Maybe we can make the connection, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
hey, in the meantime, Dave, I heard about a best-selling book that's now on Kindle.
Yes, there is. So our best-selling, New York Times best-selling, one-of-a-kind.
It's the best-selling book that you and I have ever written together.
It's called The Fly Fisher's Book of Lists. Life is short. Catch more fish. We've talked about it endlessly over the last few years, but we just released a Kindle version, and it's only $6.97, a Kindle version. So jump on Amazon and pick up your Kindle version.
Well, all right. That is all for today. Hey, thanks again for listening. I'm Steve Mathewson.
And I'm Dave Getz.
Until next time, we are two guys in a river.
For the love of fly fishing.